Yeah, we're going to start. Today is Peches. We're on Pei Zayin on the base. Four words at the bottom of Pei Zayin on the base. So we're continuing. You got to continue discussing for a few lines why Bnei Yisrael were galu to Bavel. Why were they galu Yisrael to Bavel? So Ula Amar, the reason why Bnei Yisrael were nigla to Bavel was Kedei Sheyochlu Tamarim V'yasku B'Torah. So they can eat the wonderful dates in Bavel, and that would satiate them and allow them to learn Torah. I mean, the dates were abundant, plentiful, and filling, and therefore they would have, don't have to work for their food. It's all there. It's all right there, and they can sit and learn. But then Ula, same Ula, Ikra l'Pumbedisa. He ended up going to Pumbedisa, which was a big Makom Torah in Bavel. Kirvu le Tiryana de Samri. They brought before him a basket full of dates. Amra lehu, he asked them, Kama kihani bezuzah. How many baskets of these can you get for one zuz? They said to him, Tlas Mezuzi, three for one zuz. Well, it's pretty cheap. It's not gourmet glad. It's three for one zuz. So Amar Milot Sana the Dusha Bezuza. He says, wow, you can get a basketful full of tamarim that you can make honey and you can eat them. You make it all, you get that all for one zuz. Ubabloy Lawaskim Baraisa. And the Babylonians are not Oskim Batorah so much. I mean, two lines I say they are Oskim Torah, but they thought they should be Oskim Batorah Yom Valila. What do you need to work for? Everything's here prepared for you. Go sit and learn all day. Right. So what do you have to work for? I mean, you have to work a little bit to get it, but whatever. What do you have to work so much for? You can get it cheaper. You get what you need. Apparently not. The leilad tsiaruhud at night, though the tamarim had the effect on his intestines and right, so his stomach was bothering him. So Amar milot sana sama the most mezuzah beloved. He goes, no, a basket full of poison is sold at a zuz, and nevertheless they eat this, and they're mitzar, they'll babli asobi raisa, and they still are osik with Torah as much as they do, despite the side effects of the tamarim, they're still osik bid oraisa. Okay. Next, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, my dechsiv, what is the parish of the pasuk that says in Yeshaya, and this is talking about the third base of Megdosh, it says, v'halchu amim rabim, right, the many nations will walk and say, v'amru, and they'll say, l'chu v'nal el har base, el har Hashem, let's go walk to the mountain of Hashem, el base elokei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. So why is it called Elokei Yaakov below Elokei Avram Yitzhak and not the God of Avram Yitzhak? Elo Loka Avram, it's not called Avram, it's a Kasubo, because how does he describe, they're going to the house. The guy you want to go to a house. Avram doesn't call the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom Beis HaMikdash as a house, because he says it, Asher Yimer HaYom, Bahar Yireh, he calls it a har. Yitzhak, Veloka Yitzhak Shekasubo Sadeh, Yitzhak calls it a Sadeh, Shneimar, Yitzhak L'Suach Basadeh, which is, I don't know, that didn't say it, it said about him. Elo Yaakov, it's Yaakov Shekro Bayis. He called it a house. Shneimar Vayikra Hashem Hamakom Ahu Beiskel. He called it Beisel, and that's why it's called, if you're referencing it as a bias, it's Beis Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Godol Kibbutz HaGolios, the day of Kibbutz Golios is going to be as great as Kiyom Shenivro Bo Shemayim V'Aretz. It's the day of creation of the heavens and the earth. Shneimar is the Pasuk in Hoshaya. V'nikvitzu b'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachtov. B'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael were gathered together. V'samu lahem rosh echad. Echad, they'll get one head. V'alu me'aretz, and they'll go up to the land. Ki gadol hayom Yisrael. Right? And they say Yisrael is Yom Kinishu. The Tirgum is, it's like the Yom that they're talking about, the day they come together. Uksiv ayer v'ayboka yom echad. It's called echad. I'm not sure what the connection is. I think maybe it's Echad and Echad. Right? It's Echad and Echad. And what Marshall points out is that it's Yom Echad, is that that was the only day of creation of Ex Nihilo, of Yesh Mayayin. That's when all the matter was formed, and the 5-6 days afterwards, he took the matter and formed it into whatever was created. But the matter didn't exist till Yom Echad. That's why that's the greatest day. And the day of Kibbutz Goli is going to be as great as that day. Okay. Adkan Yagata. Okay, now the Mishnah says that you have a Yasom who happens to be, keep in mind, he's a Yasom and he's a Katan. He's a Katan who has Apitroposim who are on, you know, who deal with him. So what happened was, Isheshachtu Alav Apitroposim, he had two Apitroposim, right? So one, each Apitropos shechted the Korban Pesach on his behalf, right? The case was, Shachtu Alav Apitroposim, right? Two of them. Yochum Makom Shu Rose. He can eat either one. Or ask the same question we asked before, right? Shamas Minei Yesh Breira. Can you learn from here that there's Breira? Because the Katan can say, oh, we don't know who was the Katan was Nimna on at the beginning, and whichever one he eats, we say that's the one that's gonna be. Right, Rashi says, Shehubra Bezeh, first short line, Shehuvra b'zeh, Shehuvra, shebezeh nisratze b'shah shchita, ilo hodiyuhu. I mean, had they told him, this is the one he would have wanted. So Rashi says, no, that's not, there's no raya for Yesh Breir here. We don't want to say Breir in this instance because we're talking about a din d'oraisa. And we have to avoid coming up to Breiro by din d'oraisa because we pass on that. Ain't Breiro when it comes to a din d'oraisa. So Shavus mina Yesh Breira. So Mar says, no, the Mar's Doche says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, don't learn from here Yesh Breira because really there's no Breira. And what's the reason why he can eat from either Apitopis? Because the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says, the base of a Selabias. Selabias that says Mikol Machom, which basically means Rashi says Selabias Ish Balabias Yikachen L'chol B'nei Beis Ove Ein Tzorach Daitan. You don't need Das. Rashi says that when it comes to a Katan, when it comes to or certain other individuals, when it comes to a Katan in this instance, you don't need his Das in order to be mana him on the Korban Pesach. And therefore, what even without the Das, so even to Yotzom, he can be put it up. You don't need. We're not being Mevarel the Mafreya, which was what was his Das. We don't care what his Das was. He's automatically memuna on this Korban Pesach. So he eats this one, he eats that one. It's not Megal and Afreya, this is the one he wanted. We don't care which one he wanted. Whatever one he eats, because he's memuna on both. That's basically the way it goes. Tosis has a different way of learning it. He says, Selabayas mikom makom. Tosis says, Perish, Mishum de Selabayas lav de Araisa. Right? It's not a de Araisa. Selabayas is not a de Araisa, meaning the Katan. It does not have to be mumana on the Korban Pesach midoraisa. It's only during the Rabbanah you have to have a katan mumana appointed on the Korban Pesach. But hachi isle Rav Zeira Gufi v'perek ein bun mader. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So he doesn't have to be mumana on the Korban Pesach. So im tomar v'heyach machil Pesach shelo l'mnuyav. Well, okay. So if he's how is that? So you feed the katan anyway. Meaning on the midoraisa level, you don't have to be selabayas teaches us. He doesn't have to be mumana. So in this case. He wasn't appointed because there were two of them. We don't know which one it is. He's not appointed. So what are you doing? So you now, all right. So what are you doing here? You're feeding him a Korban Pesach, which he wasn't appointed to. Well, how can you do that? How can you feed him something? Gortoso says, Nehi de katan ochel nevelos. Now, nevertheless, a katan can eat not kosher, but ain bezdin mitzuyim lafrisho lisapol, ain bezdin mitzuyim lafrisho lisapol biyadayim. Ain bezdin mitzuyim lafrisho. They don't have to separate him, but lisapol biyadayim usher. They can't feed him something that's usher. So to hear, he wasn't reminded on the Korban Pesach. How can you feed it to him? How can you give it to him? So his answer is, Go Marie, the Hasam Yafini Milo Sochlum, below Asur Eladumi, the Shrutz of Nevelos. No, there, because there's an Isser, what he's eating. He's eating an Isser. Avakiya Gavna, the Ikachinach Mitzvah Shari. Here, no, there's a Chinach Mitzvah, because eventually he's going to be. It's not an Isser, like it's not an Isser Achili here. It's not Nevelos or Trepas over here. It's just something that wasn't appointed on. It's not Dabar that's Machalos Asurus. It's not Machalos Asurus. So there's a mitzvah chinuch here, so you can teach him. Okay.
What is happening? The lab der raisa. Where do you have to find any chiyuv or katan that's going
to
be a raisa?
They have to appoint him on.
What?
But they have to, in order for them to eat it, they don't have to be appointed. So your raisa is going to bring the katan to bring katan to the yovel. You have to bring him to places.
So him or the parent?
The parent. But how can you feed it to them if he can't, he's not, the Pesach is only Nechal Lemenuyov, and you weren't Mimani him, so how can you feed it to him? It's not Machal Sassurus, basically. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, right, we're talking about now Selabayas. Tana Rabbanan, Selabayas, right, so this was that, based on the learning of Rashi, that Balabayas can shef the Pesach on behalf of anybody in this house. Milaneh, Che'adam Mevi V'shochid Al Yedei, a person can bring in shef the Korban Pesach, Al Yedei, means before, right, Bishvil, before, Bino Ubito Aktanim, for his underage son and daughter, Al Yedei, and for Abdo B'Shechlasu Aktanim, and for his Canaanite male and female servants, Vemi Daiton, Vein Shlomi Daiton, they don't, even against their will, they don't want to be appointed on this Korban Pesach, he can appoint him, right? Rashi says, Al Yedei B'Shvil Shavino Ubito Aktanim, Alav L'Chanchon, here's a mitzvah chinuch, Hilkach be midaiton. Whether it's midaiton, the hand of a stomach, come on, whether midaiton means that they don't have any specific intent, just stam, they are bein shalom midaiton, the army low. Even if they say, no, we don't want to, ein yechol limchos, they can't object. Their objection is not having halachic significance. V'chein adlo v'shuchas ha'akadanim, al-korcham yimshichu acharov, this home from the love. Since they're somech on him, since they're dependent on him, he can appoint them on the Korban Pesach. And they can't say, no, we don't want to go with you, we want to go with somebody else. No, they have to go with him, because it's mitzvah l'chancho.
The teacher can teach them Kananim.
So what? Mitzvah Saseh. Every Kananim is chayiv and every Mitzvah Saseh just like a woman. The only thing that every Kananim is not obligated on is a Mitzvah. He's obligated to Mitzvah like a woman. Which
where, would he get the here to go? Which
I don't want to eat yours. I want to eat somebody. I want to eat yours. I want to eat somebody else. Without the Pasuk, why not? Without the Pasuk, you don't have that. Without the Pasuk, it doesn't say that.
He can eat wherever he wants.
He can be a man on it. He's obligated to the Mitzvah. He's obligated to the Mitzvah just like you and I are. And he chooses. He wants to have a group of that group.
No, it's not really
intuitive because
it's your property. So
okay.
He's dealing with you.
How do
you have
an
option?
Because
he
still has the mitzvah.
No, he has the mitzvah.
So he has to use your tefillin.
No, he has to eat where you tell him to eat.
Why is that different?
What do you mean,
why should he he has his own tefillin. I don't want to daven in your minion. I want to daven in someone else's minion.
He has
to wear
tefillin. What do you mean he doesn't have to wear tefillin? Okay. According to my Dhamma, says Mitzvah Saseh, that is a stasis mangrama. What?
He doesn't have that choice.
What? Wait, give me a riot where he doesn't have the choice.
He finds money. Who's is it?
That's Komasha Konarabo Kanaabdo. That doesn't mean that's different here.
I don't want to work today. You let him say that? I don't want to work today? You don't want to work today.
Right?
You've got a choice.
This is like a question of. That's not a din in his avdos over here. He has a mitzvah, he has to be Mekayim.
This is a guy we're talking about.
It's a, no, we're talking about Eber Kanani. It's a difference between a guy and Eber Kanani. Tana Rabbanon, Selavayas, right? Milamich other maybe is Meshokhara, Yidei Bito Kanani, Yidei Adam Shivchot Kanani, Bein Midaiton, Bein Shalom Midaiton. Aval Eino Shochet, but he cannot shat, force, Yidei Beno Bito Hagedolim, for his grown-up children, Va'al Yidei Abdo Shivchot Ibrim, and also his Hebrew maid servants and Eved, he can't force them. They could be mimana on any carbon that they would like. And his wife as well. They have to have the das. They have to agree, right? I guess Stam is okay, but they have to agree that they are his. They have to agree that they were going to be mimana on him because they're not considered bnei beso. B'inyan zeh, they're not bnei beso.
Shlomi
daitan
against his will or without his
consent. We just read that in Rashi. Shabino bito aktanim hilchos b'mi daitan behind the b'stama midas and stam. Okay, that's what we're saying so far in this brisa. Shlomi Daiton would be specific.
No, without his knowledge.
You can't force him. So we say stam without, basically where we are right now, is stam is agreement. But then they would have to object. They would have to object. Okay. Tanida. Well, we have another brisa that says as follows. Lo yishkot adam lo ayde bino ubito hagedolim. You can't shecht it. I mean, you can't force them. I guess you can't shecht it for your older children. The al yidei avdo v'shifchos avriim, or your Hebrew servants. The al yidei ishto and his wife ela midaiton. They have to have their das. Not sure what that das means over here yet. I mean, this brisa must have their consent. The kulan sheshachtu. I mean, all of these cases. If they shechted. But you can do it for your younger children. Whether they agree or disagree, whether they consent or not consent, or they object, they're forced to go onto your Korban Pesach. The chulan and everybody, there's a chulan go on, sheshachdu, that they shechted for themselves, v'shachat rabban, and the father, the master, shechted aleihen, yotzi mishel rabban, they have to eat the Korban Pesach of the Rav. They ain't notes Michelle Atzmon, and they can't eat their own. Chutz min Isha, except for the wife, she can eat on her own. Why she yichol limchos? Because she can be mocha. Because she can say, typically the wife goes with the husband, but it's only the Rabbanan that she can say, listen, I'm not going to be supported by you, and you don't get my, and I'll work for myself. The wife can do that. Right, so Maishma Isha, well, why are you mentioning an Isha? What about Ben Obito Gedolin? What about the Shivchol Ibrahim? Why is only the woman who can object? So I said, no, I'm a rabba, isha v'chol d'damila. It means the woman, anyone who has the right to object can object, which means it's the woman, the older son, the older daughter, and the Eved Ivri, and the Eved, and the Shifra, and the Amar Vriya, they also can object. But they like the women, they can object. Right, the Hainu Kolhani. Fine, Rashi says.
She can go with her parents.
Go with her parents. Go with somebody else. She can't say, I don't want, if she specifically says, I don't want to be in Mimana on your current pace, she has to be mine. Somebody else's, wherever it is, you can go. Okay. Hagup Akasha, but the Bryce itself seems to be self-contradictory. Amart, we said that they can be yotze with the Rav, right? We chutz mina isha, right? She yicholo mitzum milimchos, meaning all of them are forced to go with the Rav, except for the woman because she can object. So taima the machi must mean that she can be yokel milimchos implies that she has to do a positive act of objection. Halo machi, had she not done anything positive, meaning stam, right? Nafka mishal baila. Meaning stam, she would go with the husband. Vahakatani resha, when the resha it says that a person does not sheft for his older sons, velo ayidei ishto elam idaiton. You have to have their specific consent. Haimistama lo nafka, which is mashma stam, is not yotze. The seifa seems stam is you do go with the baal. The resha seems stam you don't go with the baal. So Gemara says no. How do you explain this? When we say in the resha, I think it means when we say in the resha elim idaiton, it's lav de amri in. It's not that they said yes. Ela bistama. It means stam. In the resha daiton means stam. So stam, the assumption is it goes with them. But if they object, specifically object, then they can go on their own. Lafuki hecha de amr lo. It comes to exclude the specific case where the person says, no, I don't want to be with your korban pesach. Gemara says, wait a second. Vaha, the brisa says at the end, kulam sheshachtu, they each shechted, v'shachat rabban alehen, yotzim b'shel rabban, they go with their rabban. I'm not sure what the happening here is. Distama, this case is stam. No one said anything. I mean, they shechted it. I mean, so he says, b'stama. So v'katani chutz b'nei isha v'pnei shecholam imchos. Except for the woman, she can object. Meaning, even in that case, right, stam, she has to, the only reason why the woman doesn't have to is because she was mocha. But why should she have to be mocha? I thought you said that stam, wait a second. Right, even stam here, she's not yotze with hers. Why? Wait a second, I had this last night. Right, the Gemara is asking, how can you say that the woman b'stam is yotze with her husbands? Ha, the Braisa says kulam sheshachtu b'shachet rabban aleihem. They all shechted their own, and the rab or the husband in this case shechted on their behalf. Yotzin b'shel rabban, they have to go with their masters. The b'stama, we must be talking about a case of stam, the katani, and it says here chutz min isha v'nishi yucholam imchos. So even stam, she doesn't go with him. Even with stam, right? She could accept. We're dealing with the case of stam now. We deal with the case of stam, and we say the woman can doesn't have to go with the husband. So Gemara says, "I'm a rabba. Kevin shechtu ein lechamicha goydel mazeh." No, because what's the case of the brisa? The case of the brisa was where they shechted their own. Well, once you're shechting your own, there's no greater objection to being with your husband than shechting your own korban. That is the objection. You don't have to say, "I'm not going to be with you." You see that they're shechting their own. That's the objection. Okay. So basically, I think we have three levels here, right? The katan you can force. By a regular person, you need regular bino bito agadol. You need their consent. By the woman, stam goes by the husband. If she protests, she can go on her own. But there's no greater protest than shuffling her up. Okay. Eved shel shnei shutvin. So now we have a slave who belongs to partners. The Mishnah said he cannot eat from either of the partners' carbon pesach. Okay. So Rami le Rav Ina Sava Rav Nachman. So Rav Ina Sava raises the following contradiction to Rav Nachman. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Eved shel shnei shutafin, lo yachol mishel shneihem. He cannot eat from either of the korbanos pesach, from either owner. Vatanya, we have another braisa that says, Ratzim mizeh ochel, ratzim mizeh ochel. He can eat from whichever one he chooses, he can eat from. So what's going on? That's a blatant contradiction. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman answers him, Ein yisava, either he called him his name, but Amri la pasi ukma, a black keli, a black utensil. Maybe he's black because he's learning so much. I'm not sure whether it's b'shvach or l'gnai to call him patya ukma. So he says, minei uminach, meaning you ask me the question, so I'll answer you the question. Tistayim shmaitasa masnisim b'dekapati adadi, and b'raisa d'lokapati adadi. Dealing about different shutafim. If the shutafim are makbid on each other, meaning, Rashi says, towards the bottom, shnei habaylim, the ain wrote sin the henos de mizeh. They don't want to get hana or benefit from each other. Hilkach afilu nisratza echad sheyochal ever mishalo in chaveru rotsa shineh chelko mishal chaveru. Each person doesn't want their portion of the eved to get hana from the other baal. It's really not, obviously not such a great partnership. They're afraid that I guess if the one eved gets more benefit from one or the other, the eved's going to like them more, I guess, and want to work for them more. So they say you cannot get hana from the other guy. He's not getting from the other guy, so they specifically say, I mean, it's a big ol' kimta in the case. It's a big ol' kimta in the same. Well, in the South, they would, I don't know. Some of them were treated well, some of them were not. Okay? But the Bryces look about the Adadi. The Bryces, which says they can eat from one or the other, they don't care. You want to eat by him, eat by him, you want to eat by me, if they both shechted, then you can eat. If they say, no, you have to eat by me, no, you have to eat by me, you can't eat by any. Just big, big old kimta.
What do
you eat? No, I don't know. Maybe he had his own. He had to have his own.
His own?
His own. Like you said, he's an Eber Kanani.
Yeah, how does he have his own possessions?
What? We'll talk about it in a minute, but that, about all his own possessions. But whatever, somebody, he shuts, somebody else shuts and he eats it.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no one else, and he's on a different. He's on a different group. Okay, Misha Chetzu Eved Chetzu Ben Chorim Lo Yochal Misha Rabo. Right, this is the guy. He's half a slave, half not a slave. What?
Half slave.
He cannot eat. Right, what you say? Chetzu Eved Chetzu Ben Chorim Lo Yochal Misha Rabo. Cannot eat his master's Karban Pesach. So the reason being, I guess, right? What was the reason we said in the Mishnah? Right? The stomach lo haita dait rabo lihemos chalak hacheros al pisco. Because the das of the rab was not to feed the free portion. Das of the rab was only to free, Rashi says in the Mishnah. Das of the rab was only to free feed the indentured servant, servant portion. So he's not, and he's a whole person, and only half of him is being is mivana on a Karban. The Gemara says, Mishal Rabo, the deal for the Mishnah is, Mishal Rabo Hudlo Yochel, Aval Mishal Atzmo Yochel, but he can eat his own. Make you a blatant contradiction again from a Brisa. But Tanya, the Brisa that says, Lo Yochel, Lo Mishalo, Lo Mishal Rabo. He can't eat his, he can't eat his right, he can't eat anything. Here's a problem. So, Lokasha, Ka Mishnah Mishonah, Ka the Mishnah Achrona. Now, one Brisa with a Mishnah is going. The Mishnah is going like the Mishnah Rishona. Sorry, the Brisa is going like the Mishnah Rishona, and the Mishnah is going like the Mishnah Achrona. What is the Mishnah Rishona? What is the Mishnah Achrona? Basically, this was the case, and we'll see in a minute, it's a case in the Mishnah and Gittin, where somebody was half an Eved, half a slave. Who does he work for? So he said that he works for his master one day, and he works for himself another day. That Beis Shammai says, what are you talking about? He can't marry anybody now. He can't marry anybody now. So Beis Hillel in the end agrees. So the Mishnah Rishona says that he stays half and half. The Mishnah Achrona says he has to get freed. He has to get freed. He writes a star kov to his owner for that portion. But so according to according to the Mishnah Achrona, anybody in that status it's as if he's supposed to be freed, so he can have his own Korban Pesach. He's supposed to be freed. So that's the Mishnah. The Brisa, which says he can't eat anything, is what Beis Hillel in the Mishnah Rishona, where he just works for one day and works himself the other day and he's stuck. In that case, he can't. It would be the case of our Mishnah where he can't. So it's read inside. This none. Mishnah in Gittin Perek Dalid says, "Misha Chetzu Eved Chetzu Ben Chorim Oved Es Rabbi Yom Echad V'Yisatzma Yom Echad Divrei Beis Hillel." Those are the words of Beis Hillel. Meshami Omrim Not the Kantim Es Rabbi Oved Es Atzma Lo Tikantim. Yeah, you satisfy. His owner's not losing anything in this setup. He owes him half 3 days a week. Shabbos obviously doesn't work, but 3 days a week he gets what he owns, right? But it's Atzma Lo Tikantim. You haven't fixed it up for him. Why? Lisha Shifle Niyachol. He cannot marry a female Shifle Kananis. Shekvar Chetzu Ben Chorim, because the Ben Chorim part of him cannot marry the Shifra part. He can't marry her, right? Lisa Bas Chorim, oh, going to marry a free woman, because his Eved portion is not allowed to marry the Bas Chorim. So what's he supposed to do? You butt him? Sit without a wife? We'll discuss the sugya more when we get to Gittin. He says the world was created to procreate. You're not just supposed to sit around, right? Why don't they use Peru? Who is the question? Why this Pasuk? So he says, right, it's always toast. Elam if they tikkun olam kofenas rabo. So we do is we force the rab to Beis Shammai. We force his rebbe, his owner, to free him. But also so ben chorim becomes a full fledged free man because if star chatzit tamav and he writes a star chov for half of his value. The chazu Beis Hillel lahoros Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were chozer. That's the Mishnah Achrona. That is what our Mishnah is going like. The Mishnah Achrona. There's a few points in Tosos. Tosos says, wait a second. Why doesn't, let's say, in the case where he's half and half, he says he can't marry the Shifcha because he's not allowed, he can't marry the Shifcha. Why can't he marry the Shifcha? The Aseya Puravu that's on him should be doch, on that free, at the free portion, should be doche, the lotase of being with the Shifcha, right? Im Tomar, Vilesi Aseya Puravu, Vyidcha Lav, the Lo Yekadesh. So Mar says two things. Number one, Tosa says, Yeshua Mishun Didal, the Lekase, the Efsher Law of Evet. Well, for her, she can't be with this guy, and you can't say it's a Seydo Chalos Lase for her, because she can be with her regular Evet. She's not allowed to be with the Jewish man either. So he has an Seydo Chalos Lase. She doesn't have an Ase. So, because she doesn't have to marry, be with him, she can be with Evet, so you can't say that. Number two, he says, Oh, the Bechilis Bia Ma'akir Lav, Vlomakai Masei Lavahod Zazera. He says it's not for Idla. it's not forbidden though, because the violate the law at the tchila of the bia, and you only mekayim pruvu. Interesting, mekayim pruvu and otzar zera, the sofa of the bia, which is not forbidden. It's a different time. It's a different time frame. I say zochalot. I say only when forbidden. So this is not a case of forbidden. There are other answers.
When you have a child.
So that's a machlokas. We saw a few places about where the puravu is like that. But I guess it only happens obviously when you have a child. But when is the key of mitzvah? I guess it could start with previously. So he says, right. And Gittin Tosos answered that I say it's not lochados lo say here because it's efshel kaim shneim. The possibility exists in Mekayim, both of them. How? Prim. Special Kayim Shneim, so that's why I say it's not Tocha Elosase. Fine. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now dealing with the case of somebody who sends his shliach, but it seems to be his eved, he sends his slave to shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf. But he doesn't explicate whether he should shech the gdi, which is a kid, or a tle, or the sheep. Both of them are kosher for the Korban Pesach. He doesn't specify which one. So the Eved goes and now doesn't check something, and we don't know if that's what the owner really had intent for. So is he Mimada on this Korban Pesach or not? Okay. So Omer La Abdo. Guy says to his, I think it's a slave, it's gotta be a slave. Omer La Abdo. Say Bishchot Alai Es Pesach. Go and check on my behalf the Korban Pesach. But he doesn't tell them which animal to use. So Shach Gdi, if he shechs a Gdi for him, Yochal, he can eat it. Yochal, Shach a Tle, Yochal. He obviously didn't care. It doesn't matter. He can eat any of them. Right? Shach Gdi, Yochal, Rabu, Mimena, Rasha says. Even though he typically would have a Tle, if he shechs a Gdi, it doesn't make a difference. He said, I don't care. Go shech the Korban Pesach for me, which everyone you use is fine, and shech that, and I'm going to eat that. So I'm a man on whatever you shech. That's the first din of the Mishnah. Okay. Now, what happens? Shach a Gdi Vitale. Let's say he shechted both. He shechted a gdi and a tle. And I'm not sure. I'm going to shech both. This way he can choose. Well, he can't really choose because then you have a brayer issue. So what's the story? Yochum and Arishon. Eat the first one. The first one, right? And the second one you burn out. You get rid of. I said shech the Korban Pesach. I didn't explicate which one. Whichever one you shechted first, that's the one that's mine. You shechted another one, you got to burn it. Who had intent on the second one? I want you to shech the Korban Pesach. I want you to shech the first one. I was done. That's case number two. Okay. Next. Shachach ma'amar lo rabo. Let's say the Rav told him which animal to use. The Eved then forgets, which one did he tell me to use? I don't know. So Ketzad Yaseh, what should he do? Yishchat tale ugdi. He should shech a tle and a gdi. V'yomar, make a tenai. Im gdi, amar li rabbi. If my master told me to shech the gdi, then the gdi shalo v'tle shali. The gdi is his and the tle is mine. Here the Gemara's going to ask, what do you mean? I'm ashkana of the kach rabo. So come with no kimta where it could be his. Okay. Im gedi amali rabbi gedi shalo vetle shali. Im tale amali rabbi, if you wanted a tle, then a tle shalo, the tle belongs to him, the gedi shali, and the gedi is mine. That's case number three. Case number four. Shachach rabo ma amalo. Okay, here we have a problem. Guy goes and shechs the master forgot. I told him to which one. I just don't remember which one he told me to. I personally don't remember. Right? Maybe he was reminded. The Eved said he did this. He goes, no, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Right? So shachach rabo ma'amalo, and he shechted a gdi and a tle, right? Shneihem yotzel beis ha'sreifa. Both of them have to go and get burnt because he can't eat either of them because a pesach is only nechal l'menuyav, and he doesn't know which one he was m'muna on them, right? But peturim melasas pesach sheni. He doesn't have to do a pesach sheni. He can't eat any of these, but he was yotze because at the time of the zrika, one of them was his. So Gemara is going to say it must be that he forgot after the zrika. But if he forgot prior to the zrika, then there was never a shas heter achila. And since the Korban Pesach is only for Achila, if he never had a Shas Heter Achila, then it wouldn't be. Then he would be Chayev, a Pesach Sheni. Okay.
Is he over?
What?
Is he over?
Over what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
What? There's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. He wasn't able to eat it in this instance. Yeah. It doesn't violate anything. He didn't violate. He shechted the Korban Pesach. He got it. Okay. So now the Mishnah said that if the Eved shechted, right, the Gdi, he can eat the Gdi, right? I think it's case number two, right? If he shechted gdi v'tle, he can eat either one, right? He can eat either one. So Gemara says pshita, it's pashut, right? The master basically said, go shech the Korban Pesach for me. He's being someich on the eved. Whatever you shech, you shech. So of course, whatever you shech if he shechted the gdi, I'll eat the gdi. If he shechted he only shechted one. Whichever one he ate, whichever one he shechted is good. What's the chiddush there? So he says, no, shechach gdi yochal afagat the rogel b'tle. Maybe for the past 20 years he was using a tle. this time he shechted the gedli, so you have me in Rabbi. No, he really meant the gedli. No, when he says it like this, Rabbi shat first is what he is. And betlash shachat tle yochal afagad the ragel di, and vice versa. Even if he's ragel to eat one, he can eat. He can eat either, and he shechted the other one. He can still eat it.
Unless his market comes out. I wanted the other one. I think he's mocked
with it. I guess that's a different case. He should have probably told him.
No,
I don't know. It's a case not in the Mishnah. I don't know. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah. Shachak di v'tle. He shechted both. Yochum and Arishon. He should eat the first one. Wait a second. Atanya, we mean eat the first one. Atanya, how can he eat the first one? We're learning a braisa. You can't be appointed on two Korbanos Pesach. Right?
He did both, but both
were
in mind. He just
appeared
the first one.
Rashi says, Hatanya, ein nimnim el b'shas achila me'echon nehem shir yirtze. He can't just say, this one. You're saying, no, the answer would be that I meant the first one. But he didn't tell him the chef two. He told him the chef one. So the guy comes and chefs two. Which means that he appointed him onto two Korbanos Pesach.
Who's the onus? Not the Baal.
But the Baal is not appointed to any Korban Pesach. It's unfortunate. But which one is he appointed on?
You got to assume the Eved did the first one for his master and the second one for himself.
No, we don't assume that. Eved doesn't know. The Mishnah says that's not the case. The case was the Eved doesn't know which one the master wanted, so he shefted both of them.
He didn't make it. He did. That's the case. Rashi says, "Le'echo b'shaskil." He didn't have das on this one. Why is that the third case? So once again, it's confusion. You didn't know which one it is.
The case we're talking about over here is that he says to him, "Go eat, go shech me a korban pesach."
Correct.
And he only has to be one. He doesn't remember. He shechs two. He shechs two, right? Shechad li v'tle. He can eat the first one, but why? Which one does he mana on? How can he eat the first one? There's no confusion.
He has to commit to one.
He has to be committed to one. At this point in time, he's not committed to any.
So you just got to assume the first one they did was for that, and the second one was for him. That's what they're out. Look at it.
Why?
The servant, he's told to do something. I yell my kids to do something.
So why did he shut the second one? If the servant knows, but he doesn't say that he did it for himself in this case.
I'm not saying that. I'm being rash. I'm just assuming that's the way.
But that's not the case.
Assuming why?
Because that mission doesn't say that that's the case.
It just says you can eat. Now you got to figure out why.
But you can't eat it. That problem. How can you eat it if you weren't appointed on? You're appointed on two at this point in time. He shechted two for you on your behalf. He shechted two. He didn't make the tnai, this for me, that for you. He shechted two for my rav. I shechted two for my master.
I understand.
The Eved comes and says, "I'm shechting both of these for my master." How can you do that? How can we shechted on both? How can we appointed on both? The Gemara gives a different kinta. The Gemara's kinta is talking about melech or malka. Just gonna, it's similar to what you're saying, but it has to be a specific ukimto. Masnisim and melech umalka. It's by the king or a queen. We'll see. Rashi says, Shetluyin alav dehem. This is what they, the melech and the malka, they don't care. They eat everything. They don't care, right? The emaf pid malsudasum im gedim utloyim. They don't care. Hilkach, let's read Rashi. Hilkach ain kan din brera. There's no brera here. The tarvaya nichale. They're both good for him. They don't care. The fichach yochum and arishon. The cave is like a peda yotze berishon yidei chovasim ida pelegim nishkat. What's the first one shechted? That's what's bestam. That's their fine with. It's basically what David's saying, but you have to point it. Only works for a melech or malka.
Why?
Why?
I'm more finicky. You said I don't care if he shechts lamb or goat.
Right.
And then he said, okay, it's the first one. Why is the king and queen any different?
So that's why they're getting them. That's they eating the first one. The king and queen eat the first one because they don't care. They don't care. They're not makbid. So the Gemara says, "I'll bring a raya." Tanya, "Ein nimdam no shnei psachim ki echad." What? No, a person's makbid because he wants. When you eat the korban pesach, I don't typically have these meats. So he wants a gedi. He wants. It's so typical. Wants a gedi. I want the seh. The melech hamakbid don't care. So you gave me the korban pesach for a gedi. I'll have another seh later. What's the difference? For them. So they don't care. Whatever you chef first. Rashi says, The Melech u'Malka, she'tluyin alav dehem, their servants do everything for them. They don't do anything. It's good to be the king, right? Ve'emak pidin al sudasin and gudim etzlim. They don't care whether their meal is a gedi or tle. Hilchach ein kandin brera. There's no brera here. The tarvayu nichale. They're both good for them. The fifach yochem and arishon. They eat the first one. The kevah, the lekha kepedo. But since there's no kepedo, they don't care which one. So yotzeb arishon yudichu vasa. The second, the first one was shechel. That's theirs. They're done. They've done that to the first one. A regular person has a kepedo, whether it's gedi or tle, apparently. So then, who knows which one they were appointed to. Right, Tanya, we'll bring a brisa, this is a nichusa, Vatanya. There was a case, they did both, a gedi and a tle. They asked the melech, what's the din? Go ask my wife. She knows. So, they asked the king, the queen, go ask Rav Gamliel. This must be Rav Gamliel Hazakim, because there was no king or queen. By the second Rabbi Gamliel.
Or unless you want to say that the second
Rabbi Gamliel,
they were still making.
No, the Korban Pesach. There's no king or queen.
Oh.
That's the Raya I'm saying. Not the Korban Pesach. No king or queen in the second Rabbi Gamliel.
Does it mean a king and a queen? It just means the guy in
charge. I know. It says Melech u'Malka. Everyone's making this. You go, oh, maybe it means this. Maybe it means that. This is what it says. It says king or queen. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There were people who were king. Maybe they were appointed by the Romans, but they were still the royalty. They were king or queen. There was a king or queen until the destruction of the base of English. It wasn't Machlus based David, but they were still king or queen. So, what? Everyone's making this diyukim of what it should say, instead of looking at what it actually does say. So, Amr Lehem. What? You know, when we're on the level of Tosfos, then we can do that. Tosfos does it because they know of another Gemara in Croesus that says differently. When we bring up that Gemara in Croesus, then we can make our splits. So, Amar Lehem, Nechubishalus Amalka. Bo Vishalus Amalka. Amar Lehem, Nechubishalus Rav Gamliel. Go ask Rav Gamliel. He says, Bo Vishalus Rav Gamliel. They ask Rav Gamliel. So, Amar Lehem, he says, Malko Melech, Daiton Kalalehem. They're not Makvid. Yochum and Arishon. They can eat whichever one, eat the first one. Anan, but us. Right, lo nochel, lo menarish, lo menasheni. Since we're makbid on what we're supposed to do, and we don't know which one he had in mind to put us on at that time, he shechted both. Which one was for us? We don't know. For the king and queen, we know it was the first one. So they can eat whatever was shechted first.
The rich get richer, and we have to lose both
things. But we don't have to. When you say we don't have to bring a pesach sheni.
No.
So we don't really lose anything. We lose not eating, but we don't have to bring a pesach sheni. That's what the rishta says. Don't do.
All right, but why is that again? Because it's whatever.
Yotze at some level, Yotze, I guess. In the next case, b'shum, right? Another case of Rav Gamliel and the king or queen. Shuv pam achas nimtzas halta'a bebeis hamit b'chayim. They found this sort of lizard, I guess, which is one of the shrutzim atmeyim. Right? They found this sort of lizard in the, I guess, in the shlacht house.
Palace kitchen. It says.
In the palace kitchen. Yeah. Okay, the palace kitchen. I guess it would be in the butcher's place. Ubikshul tamis kol suda kula. They wanted to be tamei the whole suda because you have this dead, apparently this dead lizard on the food. It's tamei. Bo b'shalos hamelach. They went to ask the king. Well, what do you think? Amalem l'chu b'shalos hamalka. Go ask the queen. She's bucky. Ask her. She knows. So bo b'shalos hamalka. Amalem. She says, I may know halacha, but you want a psak, you got to go to the rav. Go to the rav. So ask Rav Gamliel. L'chu b'shalos Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel was like available for the king or queen at any moment to ask shalos to them. Right. They had a direct line. Right. So bo b'shalos. So when they asked him, Amalem base hamid b'chayim wrote seach osonim. Was it hot or cool in the base hamid b'chayim? Was it hot or cool? So Amalem roseach. It's hot there. Ooh,
this is a cold-blooded animal. In the heat, they sort of slow down and they sort of rest.
So he says, "Amar lahem lichu v'tilo lehem kol shel tzonen." Go pour some cold, cool water on the reptile. So halchu v'tilo lehem kol shel tzonen v'richashan. It jumped up. It awoken. When it gets hot, when these reptiles get hot, what do? They just sit around.
What?
They just slow down. Everything slows down. They don't move. So v'tir Rabbi Gamliel kol suda kula, and he was metal the suda because it wasn't a dead reptile here. So it was no tummy. Right, Nimsa Melech Tali B'Malka. You see that the king, not sure what this comes to teach us, but the king is dependent on the Malka. And Nimsa's Malka Tali B'Based Rabban Gamliel. The queen is dependent on Rabban Gamliel. Nimsa's close to Tali Rabban Gamliel. The whole meal is Taloi dependent on Rabban Gamliel. Okay, fine. Mishnah says, Shachok Masha Amar Lo Rabo. So he forgot, right? He forgot what his Rebbe told him to shech. So what? And he shechs, right? He forgot. So you should check the tle and the gedi and say if the gedi is my rebbe said the gedi is his and the tle is mine. If my rebbe said tle, the tle says the gedi is mine. The Gemara asks, wait a second, shali, I mean it's mine. How can that be? Kol Masha Kana Aved Kana Rabo. Whatever. It's mine. What do you mean it's mine? How is it yours? It doesn't belong to you. You are, how did you get it into your possession? So Gemara says you can find the case. Amar Abaye, Holech Etzel Roe Haragil Rabo Etzlo. You go to the shepherd who the master has a relationship with. Denichalei, because this shepherd wants good for the master because he wants him to be Yotze, so he keeps coming back to me, right? It's good economic, good business for him. Denichalei b'takanta the Rabe. According to Zmandomer, you can give to the Eved on condition that it doesn't belong to the owner. I mean, Kol Masha Kana Avdo Kana Rabo is only if it's just given Stam. But it's given conditionally that it specifically does not belong to the master, then it can belong to the Eved. Whatever.
He's doing that when he buys it. He doesn't know which one he's buying. He's doing when he's trading.
Right. So the case must be where he gets to Yerushalayim, and before he does the Karbonos, he doesn't know which one. So he goes to the guy and he says, "I don't know what my master wants." So the guy says, "Okay, I'm gonna be here's two. Whichever one is yours, whichever one is the master's is the master's, and whichever one is not the master's is specifically not his but yours." And then he shucks and he makes his time. That's the case. Okay, shachach rabo masha amarlo. Right, that's how it happens to be in machlokes and more kedushin of whether you can do that. There is a mandamah that says that kol masha. Why does it make sense? It's a limited rule. It's a limited rule. If I'm makna to the Eved on condition that this does not belong to the master, there are those who hold that it belongs to the Eved. Kol Masha Kana Avdo Kana Rabo is not carte blanche, not across the board. There are certain limitations, and this is one of those limitations. Okay, the Mishnah continued. Shachach Rabo Masha Amarlo, right? He forgot, the master forgot what he told the slave to bring us the Korban Pesach. So we say that he can't eat either of them, because at that point in time he didn't know which was his, but he doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, and we said this in the Mishnah, Lo Shanu El Sheshachach Achar Zrika. It only is true that he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni if he forgot which Korban Pesach belonged to him after Zrika Saddam, which means at the moment of Zrika Saddam there was a Heter Achila, right? El Shachach Achar Zrika, but if he forgot which was his before Zrika Saddam, the Ba'in of the Izrik Dam. El Shachach Achar Zrika. Lo Shanu El Shachach Achar Zrika, the Ba'in of the Izrik Dam, because the moment that the blood was thrown, Habichaz Lachila, it was Roy for Achila. But El Shachach Lifnei Zrika, if he forgot in advance or prior to the Zrika Saddam, the Chi Izrik Dam Lo Habichaz Lachila. At the moment that the blood was thrown, he had already forgotten. The Zrika didn't accomplish nothing. So if the Zrika accomplished nothing, you'd have to bring a Pesach Sheni, right? Right, Chayav and Lasos Pesach Sheni. So Ika Damasni Abraisa. Some learn what this Abaye's rule over here on Abraisa. Chamisha Shinis Aru Oros Bischeim Zebeseh. You have five different groups. Their carbon Pesach got mixed together. All the hides, everything got mixed together. And what happens? Benimsas Yabelas Beechamayim. And you find a mum that passes the carbon on one of these hides. Okay, so one out of five of these carbonos of Pesach are puzzle. We just don't know which one is which because they all got mixed up. So what do you do? Right, you have a suffix on the rice over here now. So kulan yotzin lebeisas reifa, which is suffered the rice b'chomer, they all go out and get burned. Upturim milasos pesach sheni. Nobody has to do a pesach sheni. Why not? Depends on when the hides got mixed up. Right? Amar baye lo shtono elo shinis arbula achar zrika. If they got mixed up after the zrika zadam, to be in the izrik dam mia habi chazik lechila. At the moment the blood was thrown, all of them were roy for achila. But in this case, aval, this arbu lifnei zrika, if they got confused and mixed up prior to the zrika, then you have a problem. Then chayav lasa special sheni, because at no point in time were these roy to achila. So now, one was said in our Mishnah, one said in our Braisa, man de masne amasnisin, the one who says that Abaye says his words on the Mishnah, koshkein abraisa. He says in our Mishnah that if lifnei zrika, that if it's mixed up lifnei zrika, you have to make Pesach Sheni, where it's not a psul in the guf of the behema, of the animal. Nevertheless, you still would have to bring a Pesach Sheni, so he definitely is going to hold that if there's a psul in the guf of the animal, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the one who says in the Brisa that they got mixed up with Nezrika, maybe in that case he says that they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because there's a psul in the animal now. The animal, it was clearly a psul in the animal. But in our case, in the Mishnah, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whose belongs to whose. So the klape shmaya is a heter achila just by you. So maybe it's a lower level psul. Let's read it inside. Mind the masi amas nisan kol shkena brisa. Mind the masi brisa avam nisan lo. Why? Keva dik sheirim ninu. Right. These are all kosher animals. There's no psul in the goof of the animal. The itgar habi chazi lachila. Because and if all of a sudden he remembers, let's say afterwards he remembers, no, that one's mine. Well then he's yotze. But by the animals, if they got mixed up before, if they got mixed up before the Zrika, well, so what? Afterwards, you remember. At the moment of the Zrika, you didn't know whose was whose, and you got a problem. So, and therefore, Kameh Shemaya Galya. Therefore, Lifnei Yosef and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, we know which is which. So that's why maybe the person who says the Manda Amr who says that Abaye says his words on the Brisa, maybe Abaye didn't say his words on the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah, in either case, even if it was mixed up before the Zrika, he would still say Yoyotze because the possibility exists. Right, possibly, and you don't have to bring a Korban Pesach, you still can't eat it. You don't have to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, because maybe you can remember later. It's not Psul in the Go. Okay, we will stop here.